Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when Vladimir Putin makes it very clear, says so, he doesn't plan to invade Ukraine. But part of the deal there is he does plan to basically recognize the independence of two little pieces of Ukraine, Donetsk and Luhansk. And then when they are recognized as independent countries, the expectation is they will ask for Russian troops to come marching in, and the Ukrainian army is right there, actually, because Donetsk and Luhansk have up till now been part of Ukraine officially. So, as often happens in Russian history, it's a bloody mess. It's not bloody yet, but it could be very dangerous. We will cover all that. There's also an interesting piece in National Review about the three big myths about Ukraine and about Russia. The mistakes that people make, the misconceptions that they have about the whole situation. We will cover that. We will be speaking with A.B. Stoddard about the ongoing preparations for the election of 2022, where the Democrats are looking worse and worse, and they've even coined a term. This was a Maureen Dowd over at the New York Times who coined the term Republicopolypse. It's a combination of Republican and apocalypse. So, yes, and it's very hard to say. It may be hard to say, but it's not hard to imagine, given the strength of Republicans on the polls. Oh, how could Republicans ruin all that? Well, one way is by dividing the party before they've even won anything. And the idea of dividing a party, having not inviting to CPAC people like Nikki Haley or Mike Pence, former vice president. And President Trump is going to be speaking at CPAC, but then there's going to be an alternative to CPAC called Principles First, and which will feature a number of non-Trump, if not anti-Trump, Republicans. Good thing, necessary thing. There's a new poll that is extraordinarily revealing that shows that the overwhelming majority of Americans do not want to see a repeat run of Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. One thing that is very clear is that if Donald Trump does run again, his running mate is not going to be Mike Pence. But then what happens to Kamala Harris? Because if Biden really does run again, Kamala Harris, she is just back from Europe with a lot of enlightenment, and she represented our country fecklessly at a security conference in Munich. Where else before a war, another Munich conference? Does she say there is peace for our time? Well, not exactly. And then we are going to be speaking about the issue of affirmative action, a terrific piece by Ruben Navarrete, who says, he used to be for affirmative action. As a Mexican kid, Mexican-American kid, who got into Harvard, and by the way, did very well at Harvard, Ruben has changed his mind. And he says it's not based upon his personal experience. It's based upon the nation's experience with preferential treatment for ethnic minorities, which he opposes. We'll be speaking with Ruben Navarrete about that. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Okay, first, some of the news. There was an illuminating exchange today between President Putin and Russia, and a top Russian intel official. It was translated through an interpreter, of course. And first, the intel chief seems to try to dodge a question about whether or not these two little chunks, and they're little, they're not big chunks of Ukraine, but they're significant. They're part of that Ukraine eastern border region, Donbas, with Russia, where there's been fighting going on since 2014. And at first, he tries to dodge the question about whether or not these are going to be recognized as independent republics, no longer part of Ukraine. And then Putin lets him have it. He doesn't like the fact that he's unsure. And then he says the quiet part out loud, that Russia should recognize Donetsk and Luhansk in order to make them people's republics and part of the Russian Federation. It sounded like this. And by the way, it's one interpreter doing double duty, so his voice is altered a little bit when he's portraying Vladimir, when he's portraying Putin. It sounds like this. Listen, five.
I would like to agree with what Mr. Potashev said, with his suggestion that we can give our Western partners the last chance to offer them to force Kyiv to choose the peaceful path and to implement the Minsk agreements. Otherwise, we have to make the decision we are discussing today.
What do you mean otherwise? You want us to start the negotiations, or you want us to recognize the sovereignty? Just say it directly.
I would support the suggestion about recognition.
I will support, or I am supporting.
I am supporting.
So yes or no, just say it.
Yes, I am supporting the suggestion about making Donetsk and Lugansk People's Republics, to make them part of the Russian Federation.
That's not what we are talking about. That's not what we are discussing. We are talking about recognizing them as independent entities. Yes or no?
Yes, I support the suggestion about recognizing their independence. Thank you.
So at least the Russian government appears to be getting together on the forthcoming recognition of the sovereignty of Donetsk and Lugansk. And what's confusing about this is that in Russian there's no H sound, and that's why they say Hitler is Gitler in Russian speech. So they would say Lugansk. In any event, it is unbelievable that this worldwide confrontation has come down to Donetsk and Lugansk. The New York Times reports the act of recognition is fraught with meaning, because the borders that would be claimed by the Russian-backed leaders of the two breakaway regions extend beyond territory they now control. And the borders that they would be recognizing spill over into space that is controlled by the Ukrainian army. And what that means is, if the Ukrainian army is controlling a space that is now going to be recognized as an independent republic, and then that independent republic asks for Putin to send in Russian troops to throw the Ukrainian troops out, well, then you've got a war, and who knows where it stops. And meanwhile, there still appears to be conversation about Antony Blinken, our Secretary of State, is getting together with Lavrov, who is the Russian foreign minister, and they may be trying to put together a brand new summit conference. Now, would that be a good thing? Who knows where this is going? It does seem to me that Vladimir Putin, given everything we know about his personality and his means of leadership, enjoys being, I mean, enormously enjoys being the complete center of attention for the whole world. There's more on this and a shocking brawl on live TV. About what? Wait till you see. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
On the Michael Medved Show, Forbes magazine is reporting that, yes, President Vladimir Putin of the Russian Federation plans to recognize pro-Russia rebel states in eastern Ukraine. So said the Kremlin today. That's a move that the U.S. said would break international law and open the door for Russia to launch its new invasion of Ukraine. Putin intends to recognize the eastern Ukrainian separatist states of Donetsk and Lugansk. The Kremlin said today, this according to multiple outlets, and earlier today, Putin concluded a Monday meeting, you heard just part of it, with his Security Council of Russian leaders by saying, I will make a decision today on the two states. Led by Russian-aligned leaders and Russian-backed separatist forces in Ukraine's Donbas region, where at least 14,000 Ukrainians have died in this fighting. So this is a very significant war already. Donetsk and Luhansk both declared independence from Ukraine back in 2014. They don't appear on any maps, however, because most of the territory of those so-called independent states is occupied by Ukrainian troops. Each calling themselves a separate People's Republic. It is the People's Republic of Donetsk and the People's Republic of Lugansk. Last week, the Russian parliament passed a resolution urging President Putin to recognize these rebel states as independent from Ukraine, and Putin's council voted overwhelming support of the self-declared republics Monday. What's so interesting, and it's something Americans forget about because it's not covered enough, is that obviously this is a complete sham, the idea of these councils and the Russian parliament, and it is all a one-person show. It's not real, but they still try to pretend to have the forms of democracy. And one of the things that basically all of the experts that we've had on the show, and we've had a number of them, and very distinguished people who know a lot about what's going on in Russia right now, the idea of a major war over Lugansk and Donetsk is not popular in Russia. But who cares when basically you push a button or you say da or nyet, and people are compelled to go with you because it's a one-man show. It's a functional, it's a strongman government, as they put it, not quite a dictatorship. But the idea that everybody knows that there's only one official person. And that person has very strong feelings about Ukraine. And in fact, he expressed them also this morning. This is Vladimir Putin answering the question that's on everyone's mind, what does Ukraine mean to me? Clip 14.
Once again, I would like to underscore that Ukraine is not just a neighboring country to us. It is an inherent part of our own history, culture, spiritual space. They are our comrades, relatives, not only colleagues, friends, but also our family, people we have blood and family ties with. Since ancient times, people from ancient southwestern Russian lands were calling themselves Russians and Orthodox. I would like to start by saying that the modern Ukraine was completely created by Russia. To be more exact, by Bolshevik communist Russia. This process has started almost immediately after the 1917 revolution.
Okay, and again, the idea that Russia and Ukraine have always been one, certainly they have shared a great deal of killing back and forth. And all you have to do is go back and look at the Holodomor, the forced starvation that murdered at least 3 million Ukrainian civilians. I mean, it's an astonishing thing, despite all of this closeness. And when he goes back and he's talking literally about what things were like 1,000 years ago with the Kievan Rus, the two nationalities do spring from the same roots, but there are religious differences. There are differences even within Russian Orthodoxy. There are linguistic differences. And the idea that Ukraine is a member state of the United Nations and deserves to exist, what's fascinating to me is that Putin, who has a very exalted view of his own intelligence, that's part of the cult of Putin, is wants to be teaching everybody history, and don't you dare disagree with him. He goes on to talk about the historic cooperation with Ukrainians. This is clip 13.
The known problems, Russia has always cooperated and worked with Ukraine in an open and honest manner with respect to its interests. Our ties in all kinds of areas were developing. So, in 2011, the trade turnover was more than $50 billion. And allow me to mention that the trade turnover of Ukraine with all the EU countries in 2019 before the pandemic was smaller than that. And at the same time, it was noticeable that the Ukrainian authorities preferred to act in such a way that to have all the rights and preferences in the relations with Russia, but to carry no obligations at the same time, assuming no obligations. So it wasn't really a partnership. They were just trying to get more from Russia, and sometimes it looked unceremoniously. For example, remember the blackmailing in the gas transit, stealing gas even.
Okay. Again, where does this go next? And will they go forward with a summit conference with Joe Biden? I mean, it's not a good sign when a brawl breaks out on Russian TV. They were having a debate, actually it was in Ukraine, with a Ukrainian and a pro-Russian Ukrainian politician who didn't like the question he was getting from a journalist, and so he put him in a headlock. And again, this is, we sometimes have contentious get-togethers in American media, not quite like this. We will play that for you. Also, you don't have to worry about this anymore because Kamala Harris is on the job. She was asked a very direct question. She came back from Munich, where she represented our country, and like all insoluble problems, including the border, President Biden just tosses it right to that amazing VP we have. The Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. We'll be hearing from her and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said he could recognize two Russian-backed breakaway Ukrainian regions as independent, an aggressive move likely to torpedo a last-minute bid for a summit to prevent war. Separately, Moscow and Ukrainian military saboteurs have tried to enter Russian territory in armed vehicles, leading to at least five deaths, an accusation dismissed as fake news by Kiev. Both developments fit the pattern repeatedly predicted by Western governments who accuse Russia of preparing to fabricate a pretext to invade Ukraine by blaming Kiev for attacks and relying on pleas for help from separatist proxies. In Washington, President Joe Biden has summoned a meeting with his top security advisors, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and General Mark Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And the Winter Olympics are complete. The United States finished with 8 gold, 10 silver, and 7 bronze for a total of 25. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President's Day to everybody across the country, and I think one of the reasons that we have President's Day, certainly going back to the origins of a holiday, which really began with the celebration of Washington's birthday, which began actually, frankly, shortly after President Washington died in 1799, people started celebrating his birthday. His birthday is actually tomorrow. So why are we celebrating President's Day today? We will get into that. But given the fact that it is President's Day, we have one more day. Today, for a very special price, a bundle of Medved history programs on Presidents George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and Ronald Wilson Reagan. This is normally a cost, and when you order it in CD, or you can order it in a download format, normally costs $173 for all five of these programs. It's now on sale, President's Day Special, $49.99. And we're very thrilled with the response to all of this. It can go along with getting a MedHead subscription, which gives you, by the way, free access to other material at the MedVed History Store anytime you want it. But take advantage of this President's Day special, $49.99 for the Presidential Bundle. and it's a President's Day bundle, which you can get by going to MedvedHistoryStore.com. That's MedvedHistoryStore.com. And I mentioned the brawl that happened on a live TV in the midst of a debate between a pro-Russian politician whose name is Nestor Sufrich and a Ukrainian journalist named Yuri Bafusov. And I know they're neither one household names, not to me either. And there's a punch while he's holding Yuri Bafusov. This is the pro-Russian politician, Nestor Sufrich, and punches him in the face. And then wrestles him into a headlock, and it all sounded just like this. Before people laugh too much at these primitive attempts, I mean, this is taking place in Ukraine, Kyiv, and they are trying to set up a functioning republic. They have actual real elections where they have real candidates. And by the way, you've got to be impressed by both the courage and determination, I think lucidity, of President Volodymyr Zelensky, who is the president of Ukraine, former TV comedian. We in American history, early in our country's history, in the middle of the John Adams administration, there was a very, very serious fight involving, they used to have fireplaces in the House of Representatives in the wintertime to keep people warm. And this involved a fire's tongue, a big metal instrument that can kill somebody. And there was a fight between two members of the House, a Federalist and a Republican, Matthew Lyon of Vermont and Fisher Ames of Massachusetts. And they both almost died. They didn't. Later, Lyon got thrown into jail anyway for criticizing the president. Things were fairly wild and woolly early in our republic. People get the wrong idea because they see the wigs and the powdered wigs. George Washington did wear one, but it was still America and still unsettled place. And by the way, speaking about unsettled place, Americans, I'm sure, are all enormously encouraged with the report by Kamala Harris with her press conference yesterday after her triumphal engagement at the Munich Security Conference. She was asked a crucial question, and here's the answer. This is clip three.
Can you explain to Americans what exactly will they face if this happens?
Sure. As the president talked about in his speech, we are aware that, again, when America stands for her principles and all of the things that we hold dear, it requires sometimes for us to put ourselves out there in a way that maybe we will incur some cost. And in this situation, that may relate to energy costs, for example. But we are taking very specific and appropriate, I believe, steps to mitigate what that cost might be if it happens.
Okay. Does it make you feel better? She goes on after telling reporters that Putin's already made his decision to invade. Then she says that these American threats of sanctions will absolutely deter him from making the decision to invade that he's already made. So which way does it go? Here is a very confused Vice President of the United States, clip 12.
But if you believe Putin has made up his mind, what leverage do you really have? Why not put those sanctions in place now?
The purpose of the sanctions has always been and continues to be deterrence. But let's also recognize the unique nature of the sanctions that we have outlined. These are some of the greatest sanctions, if not the strongest, that we've ever issued. As I articulated yesterday, it is directed at institutions, in particular financial institutions, and individuals, and it will exact absolute harm for the Russian economy and their government.
But if Putin has made up his mind, do you feel that this threat that has been looming is really going to deter him?
Absolutely. We strongly believe. And remember also that the sanctions are a product not only of our perspective as the United States, but a shared perspective among our allies. And the allied relationship is such that we have agreed that the deterrence effect of these sanctions is still a meaningful one, especially because, remember also, we still sincerely hope that there is a diplomatic path out of this moment.
I do think most people can look at the situation and understand that the situation is terrible because Russia is a terrible regime. And clearly there wasn't enough preparation for this kind of outbreak. And again, it seems to me that the reason it's happening now, and that it seems to me to be the one thing to talk about, why right now? It's not that the situation in Lugansk and Donetsk has changed so dramatically. I think what's changed is the perception of the United States and the perception of a confused and weak government, as illustrated by the withdrawal from the actually just fleeing from Afghanistan, and for some of the domestic divisions here and the plummeting popularity of the Biden administration. Now, with all of that going on, the political ramifications of all of this mean that the State of the Union is probably going to be one of those relatively rare States of the Union addresses that has a very significant foreign policy component. It's going to have to, because this is such a seriously scary situation. More on that, on divisions in the Republican Party and predictions by many Democrats of Democratic doom in November, coming up on the Medved Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We have something special, actually two things very special to celebrate this President's Day. And that is the addition of two very important affiliates, which we are very proud to welcome to our array, our network of radio stations carrying this very show. Most importantly is a fine station in Washington, D.C. Area, where WWDC HD2 has added the Michael Medved Show to its daily lineup, and with a simulcast on 104.7 AM. This is an HD channel with that simulcast on a tower in the Washington, D.C., Silver Spring, Alexandria, Annandale, Virginia, Maryland markets, with a combined population of nearly a million potential listeners. And we are very, very pleased to be now available on that station. And also a terrific station that's very popular in the Missouri and Arkansas markets. It's KLID, 1340 AM. It's added the Medved Show. And we are very pleased to be part of it, especially there with a rebroadcast, aside from the weekday broadcasts, on Sunday afternoon from 3. They play from 2 p.m. On Sunday afternoons. In any event, and more during the week. And thank you. And we hope there are some people who are catching us and would like to call in live. Our number here, if not just for people from the D.C. area or from the Arkansas-Missouri area, but anywhere in the country where you're hearing my voice, 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We were playing earlier the little soundbite, which is fairly amusing. The video is even more astonishing, of a brawl that broke out on Ukrainian TV. Nancy Pelosi also seems to have brawls in mind. I mean, she is under major danger of losing her position as Speaker of the House, third in line to the presidency, and all of that. She just needs to lose a total of, well, now she needs to lose six seats because we just lost a Republican congressman, Jim Hagedorn of Minnesota, who passed away. He was suffering from both kidney cancer and COVID. And sorry to see him go. He was a well-liked and well-respected member of the House of Representatives. But Nancy Pelosi now needs to lose just six seats in the House. And the average for some presidents, an incumbent president's party in the first midterm election of that president's term, the average loss is 23 seats. So Joe Biden would have to perform way above average in order to keep the seat for Nancy Pelosi. So she's ready to fight. Listen, this is clip seven.
My purpose is children. You've heard me say, you got to take a punch for the children, throw a punch for the children.
Okay, what kind of language is that? I mean, hey, hey, kids. Auntie Nancy wants to take a punch for you. What does taking a punch for the children mean?
And can
what does throwing a punch for the children mean? Look, even lifelong Democrats are looking out at the world right now, and yes, it is the world, and Ukraine is part of it, and the economy is very much part of it, inflation, the very bitter and extremely rapidly intensifying battle about our schools and what we teach our children about our country. Even the former chair of the Democratic National Committee, Donna Brazile, a longtime commentator on CNN, gave a devastating assessment of what we're looking at. This was part of a round table about Biden's presidency with Jonathan Carl on ABC this week. Listen to Donna Brazile, clip four.
The president is just over a week away from his State of the Union address. He faces the very real possibility of going into that speech against the backdrop of a war in Europe, economic anxiety at home, and a clear, decisive majority disapproving or unhappy with his performance as president. How does he turn it around?
Well, first of all, tone matters. And I think what the president should do is talk to the American people, just like you and I are sitting here talking. You and I have had, you know, we've broken bread. Talk to the American people. They want to know about the challenges that we're facing. They want to hear what he's doing. I mean, inflation is robbing us of our joy, stealing our hard-earned wages. I can't go to the grocery store without complaining about the price of eggs and bacon. I mean, a pound of bacon is almost $9. Jesus, I mean, that's it for me and bacon. I never thought I would give it up. But the point is that he has to talk about COVID. Yeah, we're tired of COVID, but COVID is not tired of us. He has to talk about crime.
Okay, and yes, there is a great deal. Another lifelong Democrat, David Axelrod, has a piece where he's giving Biden advice about the State of the Union address. And frankly, with the State of the Union address coming up literally just a little bit more than a week from now, yes, that's appropriate to follow this advice. He says, the speech will command the largest television audience the president is likely to enjoy this year. And the temptation will be, as it always is, to herald his achievements and to declare that we have navigated the storm. But Mr. President, writes David Axelrod, former political guru and manager to Barack Obama, but Mr. President, he says, proceed with caution. You talk about the admirable things you and Congress have done to help meet the challenges Americans are facing, for sure. Lay out your goals for the future, absolutely. Other realistic hopes for better days ahead offer realistic hopes for better days ahead. We desperately need it. But recognize that we are still in the grips of a national trauma. Polls show that the vast majority of Americans believe we are on the wrong track, and people have little patience for lavish claims of progress that defy their lived experiences. Even if we are objectively in a stronger position than we were a year ago, closer to the end of this ordeal than the beginning, he means the pandemic, Americans are not celebrating. Millions have lost loved ones. Many continue to struggle with the effects of the virus. Kids lost valuable time in the classroom, and parents have struggled to cope. Healthcare workers are in crisis, and we all have felt the profound cost of our relative isolation away from family and friends, offices and colleagues. Unsurprisingly, incidents of suicide, drug overdose deaths, and violence in our homes and on the streets have grown dramatically. Frustrations with masks, mandates, and shifting rules have deepened our political divides. Jobs have come roaring back, yes, raising wages, but these wage increases have been eaten up by inflation, the likes of which we haven't seen in our four decades. And all the while, the rich have gotten richer. Okay, the idea that he's talking about here, a number of commentators have said that Axelrod, who's a very smart guy, is basically encouraging President Biden to follow the path of Jimmy Carter and give, in effect, what was a malaise speech, which Jimmy Carter did when his administration was foundering. It was much later in the history of his administration, much later to the time of his actual reelection. But with all of this, and with the political parties splintering, both of them, is this really what Americans want to hear? What would you want to hear from Joe Biden? I know, you'd want to hear I resign, or I quit, or I turn the election over to President Trump. No, that's not likely to be the case. But we will talk about that future and the future of affirmative action, which, of course, Democrats tend to defend. Does it deserve it? We'll get to that with Ruben Navarrete and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Throw a punch for the children.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.